Hello, and welcome to the Healing Light Comfort Zone. We've got a fire going for tonight's autumn edition of Yoga for Your Listening Pleasure. We dug deep and have pushed the boundaries tonight with a number of raga, world fusion, and Western sacred selections. The show is designed to help you move through the chaos of the holiday season and settle into stillness. You can catch the live version of Yoga for Your Listening Pleasure every Monday and Wednesday morning at the Los Angeles Theater Center downtown. New Age LPs are carefully selected for every class. Please come, move, and have a listen for free. For more information, please visit Yoga at the LATC on Facebook. That's Yoga at the LATC. And now for the show. We warmly welcome you to Om, chant, and breathe along with us. We'll start with a walk, but before you go, let's make the appropriate considerations for a perfect listening experience upon your return. Please prepare a quiet, warm, dimly lit listening cocoon. Gather pillows and blankets and get out candles and incense for your favorite reading nook or your bed. You might even make preparations for a bath. Please pick and feather your listening nest. And don't forget to fill the kettle, set out your tea, cozy socks, favorite warm PJs. Get anything you need to physically and emotionally warm and bundle. I'll give you a few minutes to do so. And now for our walk. Please get on warm shoes, coat, hat, gloves, whatever you need to warm and bundle physically and emotionally while we're gone. Again, I'll wait for you. And now we're off. Now just start walking at your natural pace. Observe the speed of the pace. And now drop that speed by half. That is, if your natural walking pace is a brisk 4 miles an hour, then walk at 2. Pulitzer Prize winner Paul Sadapak is retracing the steps of human migration from Africa on foot. The journey will take him 7 years. He said that walking 3 miles an hour is the perfect speed to observe the world outside. I propose that walking 2 miles an hour is the perfect speed to observe the world inside.
Thank you.
We'll walk for a few minutes more, then turn around and go home. During this time, I invite you to take the diamond gate. That is, dramatizing the natural swing of your arms so that they cross the midline of your body with each step. This crossing restores your body's natural north-south electrical polarity, which supports optimal functioning of all systems. Whatever you do in the next few minutes, let your restlessness be the active origin, the birthplace of your eventual stillness. Okay, now it's time to start making your way home. And ankles to get the final fidgets out. Hands and feet become still. Skin is a balmy blanket covering you completely. Gaze is sweet and soft, as if looking into the eyes of a child. Ears are calm but gently aware, hearing only my voice and the music. There is no speech, not even in the mind. Brain is heavy. Breath should be slow and deep. Start with Ujjayi, so chest rises on inhale. And as you exhale, gently constrict the back of your throat, the muscles used to whisper, for an audible release. Inhale, chest rises. Exhale, throat constricts. Now, try Samana Pranayama. Exhaling 2 counts longer than you inhale. So if you inhale for 5, you'll exhale for 7. This should be easy to count with your audible Ujjayi exhale. Please use Samana Pranayama whenever you need continued calming throughout the show.
வந்தே கோதுமயம் நித்யம் குரும் சங்கர் ரூபிணம் வியமாஸ்ரிதோ ஹி வக்ரோபி சந்திர சர்வத்ர வந்தியதே அஜ்ஞான திமிராந்தஸ்யோ ஜ்ஞானாஞ்சன ஷலாகயோ சக்ஷுருன்மீலிதம் யேனோ தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ.
லவ் இஸ் தி ஸ்வீட் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் ஆஃப் லைஃப். இட் இஸ் தி சூப்ரீம் கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் லைஃப். லவ் இஸ் தி ஃபோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் லைஃப், பவர்ஃபுல் அண்ட் சப்ளைம். தி ஃப்ளவர் ஆஃப் லைஃப் ப்ளூம்ஸ் இன் லவ் அண்ட் ரேடியேட்ஸ் லவ் ஆல் அரவுண்ட். லைஃப் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் த்ரூ லவ். தி ஸ்ட்ரீம் ஆஃப் லைஃப் இஸ் எ வேவ் ஆன் தி ஓஷன் ஆஃப் லவ். லைஃப் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ்ட் இன் தி வேவ்ஸ் ஆஃப் லவ் அண்ட் தி ஓஷன் ஆஃப் லவ் ஃப்ளோஸ் இன் தி வேவ்ஸ் ஆஃப் லைஃப். What a comfort love brings to the heart. The heart tickles with the thought of love, and waves of life begin to roll on the ocean of love. Every wave of life is full with the ocean of love. Yes, such a life is worth living. Every wave of life full with the ocean of love. Such a life is life. Such a life is worth living. And who lives such a life of all love, of bliss, of power, and of peace? The fortunate ones. And the fortune is open to all to design their destiny and begin to live life in all love and joy. The fortunate one uses the instrument of deep meditation and probes deep into his heart. Then the waves of love gain the depth of the ocean, and the ocean of love fills the heart and thrills every particle of being. Every wave of life then flows in the fullness of love, in the fullness of divine glory, in the fullness of grace, in bliss and peace. The stream of life then flows on the tidal waves of bliss, and the ocean of love permeates every wave of life. Love is highly sensitive. It is the most delicate power of life. And life is the most dynamic expression of love. Love is delicate, and at the same time, it is most vital and strong. A tiny, tender wave of love rocks the boat of life. Love takes life from the pangs of separation to the bliss of eternal union. From the insurmountable pangs of separation to the unlimited joy of eternal union swings a tiny, tender wave of love. What a miracle God has created in love. Let us live it. Let us be in love and live in love with one another and say to ourselves quietly, let thy will be done.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's a strange frenzy in my head of flying birds, each particle circulating on its own. Is the one I love everywhere?
Thank you. Thank you.
for mantra, a most ancient tool for quieting the mind. In Sanskrit, man means mind and tra means vehicle. So recitation of mantra quite simply moves your mind from one state to another. Tonight's mantra relates to the area of the heart. It is Yam, Y-A-M, Yam. We'll sing it 108 times, sweetly and rather quietly, into the cells of the body, gently projecting our voice in rather than projecting it out. We welcome you to make use of the vehicle with us. Clearing inhale and exhale. And now inhale for Yam.
Yeah.
mismatched newlyweds, one of whom feels very insecure. I keep turning to God and saying, "Kiss me."
Thank you. Thank you.
yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you really love. It will not lead you astray. Here we are again by our fire for our final meditation. Please get comfortable. If you're seated, let your spine be supported by a pillow or chair. Now feel everything go heavy. Let your posturing settle. Now focus on the fire. Feel its warmth touch you, layer by layer. First, it heats the little downy hairs all over your body. They bend and soften easily. Then it penetrates your natural, perfectly sized blanket, the skin, all over your body. Did I tell you the fire's magic? Somehow it cooks you evenly, so all your skin glows and softens in the firelight. Now the heat touches the fat just beneath your skin. Your butter melts into slippery oil, blessing and anointing the sinew beneath. Your muscles spread and smooth over the bones. The heat thaws knots and comforts discomfort. Nerves, always at attention, stand at ease. The fire puts them on a Mexican beach. Red rivers of blood slowly but surely circulate the sweet swelter. Bones are never cold, covered in this pulsating suit. And they are hardly dead with the lively marrow inside. Imagine the fire warming through your bones, making a broth of fat, vessels, and tissues, almost bubbling beneath. Perhaps you'll simply stay here, stewing in your own subtle physical essence. Or you'll take a final journey to a place of warm, dimly lit, sheltered strength. For me, it's a simple cabin with a roaring fire, plenty of tea, and rambling for miles outside my door where I stare down mountain lions. Perhaps you will walk slowly singing through candlelit abbey corridors, your heavy robe sweeping the floors. Or maybe a hot finished chapel is your thing. Perhaps you don't feel so exposed, nude in the sauna, securely blanketed in endless clouds of steam. I'm going to say goodbye now, but please find and enjoy your place of sheltered strength for a few minutes more. Most heartfelt, sincere thanks to Healing Light Comfort Zone for letting me once again spend this time with you. And infinite gratitude to my beloved teacher. You know who you are. May unfathomable peace be with you this holiday season. Namaste.